Tiger!
That's David Carter, and as you probably already know from media reports, he's away this week leading the annual Speaker's Delegation, visiting parliamentary colleagues and institutions in five countries in the Northern Hemisphere. The delegation comprises five MPs, including the Speaker, and two staff from the Clerk's Office. They're going to France, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Poland and Germany. Four of the MPs are accompanied by their wives, which, as happens every year, has caused outrage in the media. Fury at taxpayers flying MPs' partners to Europe was the headline on TVNZ's One News webpage on Tuesday. Asked if taxpayers should be footing the bill for the MPs' partners to travel with them, responses on the One News Facebook page range from outrageous to outrageously disgusting. Poppet Ellis vented anger, writing, "This is disgusting, especially with starving kids in schools. Just a rot that's been going for decades, if not generations," was the judgment from Paul Henry on the other commercial television network, on the second day of his typically modest quest to redefine the future of mornings. And in the New Zealand Herald that same day, "Speaker's diplomacy junket in need of urgent overhaul," was the headline over a comment from the political correspondent John Armstrong, who no doubt feels the need for urgency all the more keenly, his paper having raged against the mother of all junkets, with no sign of them coming to an end. And just as well, because when Parliament's adjourned as it is now, it can be tough coming up with stories. In this regard, we thought it would be interesting to talk to Labour's MP for Mana, Chris Farfoy, about his view on the subject of speakers' tours. He used to be in the parliamentary press gallery for TV One. Now he's on the inside, rising slowly up the ranks as his party's junior whip. What does he think now about having bailed up National MP Brian Connell and asking him 18 times if he was going to take his wife on the 2008 Speaker's Delegation to Poland, the Czech Republic and Hungary? A written story on TV1's website reported that the Maverick MP was evasive and hostile. Unfortunately, Chris Farfoy failed to return any of our calls. But the story he wrote at the time did state that MPs on international flights went business class. If they took their partners, though, they could either pay themselves for another seat in business class for the partner or trade in their business class fare to put towards the cost for two seats in economy. This has been known by the media since at least as long ago as 2008, but still had to be clarified for them again on Wednesday.
Any additional cost associated with members' spouses or partners accompanying them must be met by members, said Mary Harris, Clerk of the House of Representatives. In this respect, there is no additional cost associated with members' spouses or partners accompanying them than if the member had travelled alone.
Rhys Lyon there, quoting from the New Zealand Herald. And Rhys, soft diplomacy, didn't we do a bit of that ourselves recently?
Yes, on the 24th of March, we uploaded two videos, one of MPs' tributes to former Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser, and the other tributes to former Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew, both of whom had passed away that week. Within a day, it was obvious that the second video, the one with the tributes to Lee Kuan Yew, was getting a lot of views. 3,000 within a day of posting made it our most viewed video ever. What was unexpected was that by the end of the week, that video had gathered more than 200,000 views, with the view counter now sitting at more than 357,000. By comparison, the video with tributes to Malcolm Fraser the same day has had about 400 views, and the behind-the-scenes analytics tell us that most of those 300,000-plus views of MPs' tributes to Mr. Lee came from people in Singapore, evidence backed up by the nearly 200 comments, most of which run along the theme of "Thank you, New Zealand," from the people of Singapore. Listeners can view that video and many more on the Parliament Today YouTube page.
Honourable members, I'm sure that members would wish to welcome a parliamentary delegation representing the Delegation for Relations with Australia and New Zealand from the European Parliament, led by Mr. Michael Thurdar, MEP of the Group of the Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe, who are present in the gallery.
That was the Speaker, David Carter, welcoming visitors to the debating chamber last month. And if they faced any questions from the local media, they'd probably be, Did you bring your wife? Did she pay for herself? And are you having a nice junket? I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.